First back in my cousin Mishnah Yud. Oisim makel a gagalum and passes maisa hedyot. One is allowed to make a fence around his roof or his porch sticking out of his apartment. But he should do it maisa hedyot. He should do it in a non-professional fashion. Avaloi maisa uman. Like we said before, it's tzarech hamoyet. But tzarech hamoyet does not permit a person to do professional work. He has to do an answer for an answer professional. Kamavan, even if it's not professional, it has to be strong enough to stay up there, otherwise that's a sakona. People are going to lean in and fall over. Shofen is as dogging. One could smooth the cement into the cracks in the roof. Umagila, moist and magila. And they used to some type of round piece of wood that was used to smooth out the roofs. The yad of a regular, whether he's holding it with his hand or with his foot. Have a loibim mach lutzayim, mach lutzayim with some metal type of kli, which was, I guess, a more of a maisa umen type of tool that was used for smoothing out the roof. Hatsir vatsine vakir vamanu. Hatsir is the hinge that the door is going on. Hatsina is the hole in the floor where the bolt would go into. Kaira is the bolt itself. Mano is the lock of the door. And Maftez is the key. Shinishbro, any of the bow that broke. Metaknum b'moyet. He's allowed to fix it on yontif. These are things that are used to lock up the house that is permitted to fix on ya on cholamoyin. That's considered over over. If you don't have a door to your house, things will disappear. But you should not push it off to Chalamoyin and then do it. It's very often the Abalei Malacha, the only time they're available is Chalamoyin. That's not as over over. It just happens to be that most people don't want to take them to Chalamoyin. You don't have to be the one that can cause them to be over Nisa. Cholakvashin, Shuyoch, Lechelmem, the Moyd Koshim, you'll have pickle, as many pickles as you can possibly use on Chalamoyin.